A mother in New Jersey has set out to collect shoes, 3,792 pairs of shoes, one for each young person killed by gun violence in the U.S. in 1998. That was the year that her son was shot and killed, as we hear from Sarah Gonzalez of New Jersey Public Radio.
Elaine Lane came up with the idea of collecting shoes after walking a path of military boots that represented lives lost in the Iraq War. She couldn't finish the trail, but it gave her an idea.
Just maybe kids would feel the same way, because I'll collect shoes and get shoes for kids around their ages.
She started the anti-violence program called David's Shoes in 2006, taking her trail of shoes, including the tattered brown work boots her son was wearing when he was shot, to schools around New Jersey, telling students as young as elementary school age that her son was shot 7 times. Kids ask if David was her only child. She answers that he was, and you can see the grief behind her brown, almond-shaped eyes.
I don't want what I went through, another mother to go through that, and I don't want another child to be killed.
At Camden Street School in Newark, 12 and 13-year-old boys and girls walk between the rows of sneakers and boots laid out on a stage in the cafeteria. Tied to the shoelaces of every pair is a laminated tag with a description of the young lives lost.
Deshaun Johnson was shot to death, was a former wide receiver for Weehawken High School, October 8, 2005, and he was 18 years old.
Michael Hollow, age 17. After killing his girlfriend, Mae Davis, he shot himself with the same rifle, March 2008.
Ali Dukori, Kashel Martin, and Olga Tapia kneel down to read each description.
Gunned down in Newark, New Jersey. Gunman demanded his gold chain and shot him.
Some of the children died in these shoes. Others were donated by friends and family in honor of the young people who died. Elaine Lane is still surprised by just how much shoes resonate with young people.
Yes. Jordan, Nike.
Chuck.
Yeah, I got a
Chuck.
Timberland.
Yeah, that's football. I'm a big sneakerhead. Well, we call each other sneakerheads if you like sneakers a lot. And when I see these sneakers this girl has, like she was wearing Barbie, I can see that she really loves sneakers because she had a taste. She liked Barbie.
As they walk the trail, Tanika Robinson and her friend Lamani Bruce can start to see the people who once laced up the scuffed, worn-out sneakers. One tag reads, Yusef Johnson, an honor student at University High School, was shot twice as he walked home, August
10th, 2005. That is crazy. He's an honor student, and we are both honor students, me and Lamani, and we wanted to go to University High School
so we can play basketball there. And it's scary. Like, older kids, older than me, are dying from high schools that we want to attend.
They say they can see themselves being the next victims.
Yes, I honestly do. My stepfather, his son was gunned down. His son got shot, I think, a year ago in Newark, New Jersey. He was shot to death.
The goal of the exhibit was to open the door for conversations about guns in the community. And it did. It was almost as if the kids who were shot and killed were standing there before them. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.